Stephen Nash has spent years writing about climate change, and his latest book, Virginia Climate Fever, forecasts terrible troubles for the Commonwealth if people don't stop pumping carbon into the atmosphere. He supposes we're not embracing change because we've never faced this problem before.
I think this is a new situation for humankind. Beyond that, politically, it's not a happy or a comfortable thing to look at.
But at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, senior scientist Jeffrey Keel offers another explanation. He'd been giving speeches on climate change for decades.
I realized at some point that going in, giving a 50-minute presentation on the facts of climate change, asking for questions, and then walking out, that I was leaving my audience in an extremely emotionally distraught state.
So he decided to talk less and leave time for people to say how they were feeling.
There was dead silence in the room. And then one woman raised her hand and said, "I'm feeling completely hopeless. This problem sounds so overwhelming. It's so massive. What can I as an individual do to solve this problem?"
Others expressed anger or simply stopped listening after the first few minutes of Keel's talk.
You go to the library and you pull a textbook on trauma off the shelf and you look at the classic signatures of a physical or psychological trauma, they're all there. Hopelessness, helplessness, spacing out, a feeling of anger. Denial is another one. People would sit there and say, "I just cannot believe this."
And over time, he met people who got so anxious about the topic that they insisted Keel, who holds a PhD in atmospheric science, was wrong.
There are people who, you know, are very anxious around change. And if you imply that there's going to be a disruption to that, their anxiety is really high. In fact, they've done fMRI scans of the brain to show that the amygdala, which is the fight or flight part of the brain, it becomes highly active, you know, when presented with this sort of information.
Keel concluded we'll need therapy to get through this. He went back to school and got another PhD, this one in clinical psychology, so he could help the public talk about climate change.
That's what you do with trauma. You don't certainly bury it. You admit that something is disturbing you. You know, it's not strange to be disturbed by this issue. And the more you admit that, the more you're willing to talk about not only how you feel about what's happening, but then, well, what could we do about it?
When he gives speeches now, he leaves time for positive thinking, talks about how some countries in Europe are making the transition to wind and solar power, and how some states in this country are moving forward.
You know, I talk about California as an example of what they've done in just 20 years in terms of halving their emissions of carbon. So, it's a problem with solutions.
Keel will offer more hope in his new book, expected out next year. It's called Meditations on a Changing World. I'm Sandy Houseman.